Hey.
Love Talk Radio.
Smoker Singles, only we are in Chicago at this point. We are at the Oak Brook Holiday Inn. We are, yes, make some noise, everybody. Yes, we are live here. Midwest Smoker Singles at the Chicago Oak Brook Holiday Inn. We are doing this thing. We are at our meet and greet. We are having such a good time, and we are so glad to be back on the podcast. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. We are expecting so many more people. Yes. We are expecting so many more people. And if you are in the Chicagoland area, please come out and join us. Join us. Wear your red and black because that's our colors. That's our color theme. So please wear your red and black. I want to make sure that that's okay. If you're not in your red and black, that's all right, ladies. You are beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely. What was that? Yeah. But that's all right. You in black and white, so you good. You are good. So anyway, we want to thank everybody for joining us today. We are back on the air, and I'm so excited to be back. So excited to be back. So with that, I need us for us to introduce ourselves. So let me start with Coach.
What's up, everybody? This is Coach. I came to Chicago from Florida, so I need to see y'all come on out today. Midwest Smoker Singles, we are back, baby. Back and live and full effect. Listen, guys, I need y'all to come on down, check in with us. And I mean, we got a bunch of ladies here. We need
beautiful
more
ladies.
Guys, some beautiful ladies. Hey, give me some noise. We're in the beautiful Chi-Town at the Holiday Inn, and we are at Bar Louie. So come on down.
We're
at Bar Louie in Oak Brook Terrace. And this is Coach, live in full effect from the state of Florida. Come on down, baby.
Midwest, so you know what? If Coach can come from Florida, I know local people can come from where you are, right here in the Chicagoland area. Come and join us. We are having a great time here at Bar Louie. I've been here since last night. Coach, we was here last night. We had a great time at the bar. We just really enjoyed ourselves, and we're going to continue to do that tonight here at the Midwest Mocha Singles meet and greet here in the Chicagoland area. I am going to have David go ahead and introduce yourself. That is Boom Sakalaka.
Well, you already did it, but I'll do it anyway.
No, I didn't.
yeah, this is David, a.k.a. Boom, calling you from Florida since I couldn't be there. Cut off my timeline. I don't want to see you guys. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great time, and I look forward to the show tonight. Thanks. It's nice to be back.
Definitely. It's so good to be back. And then we have Miss Sunshine over here, and she's coming to introduce herself as well. Yes. Hey, everybody. This is Show Midwest Mocha Sunshine.
Hey.
All the way from Indiana by way of Chi-Town. Yes. Hey, wait, come on down. Come on and check us out. Come on down, everybody. We can't wait. Where the men at? Where the men at? Sunshine said, where are the brothers? And then you have me hosting the show. I am Ms. Parker. Yes. Hey, Ms. Parker. Yes. Hey, Ms. Parker. Yes, a.k.a. my name is Rila. I also came in from Indiana, and we are enjoying ourselves here in the Chicagoland area. So glad to be here. We have some wonderful, wonderful topics that we are going to be discussing this evening. We also have some giveaways that we're going to be doing. We have some wonderful people here live and in person on this podcast. You know what? This is our first time doing this podcast live, y'all. So y'all are our first live audience, and we are enjoying ourselves. And we, yes, give yourselves a hand. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we are so glad to have you all here in the house at Bar Louie here in Oak Brook. Come on down if you're single. Married people, I'm sorry, y'all can't come. But brothers, if you're single, you come down. Ladies, if you're single, put your red and black on, be beautiful, and come on down as well. So we are so excited to be here. But what we're going to do first is to go into our first topic. Y'all, we got some good topics for y'all this evening. So our first topic is a good one that we want to know how y'all feel about going back into a relationship that someone cheated. There was infidelity in that relationship. We don't want to know the why. We don't want to know why you went back. That's your business. But we want to know the steps you take, how you go back. Somebody said you don't. But if you do decide to go back, okay, because some people feel like infidelity is not okay. It's not okay. But that they can recover from it. They can come back from it. And so if you decided, I'm going to go back to this relationship, to this person who cheated on me, who broke my trust, how do you do that? How do you take those steps to go back to that relationship? Coach, I'm going to go to you first. What do you think? Could you go back? And then if you could, how do you do it?
Me personally, I won't go back because if you know the person and then you find out they're a cheater, you're like, wait a minute, how could I ever trust this person again when I know how you are and now you're showing me something totally different? So going back, there's no how for me. You know, I'm sure a lot of people do the how thing, but this topic is a great topic because most people don't think about the how. They think about the why, whether it's financial or otherwise. But that for the how, for me personally, and I'm not giving nobody the advice on what they should do, me personally, it's a no for me. You know? And That's about all I can say on the topic, you know. Because the how is a powerful word.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very powerful word. Very powerful. Anybody in the audience got an idea on how you go back? Okay. One person said therapy. Okay, that works. Counseling works. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you want to turn it over to Boom and see what he got to say?
Hey, Boom, what do you have to say on
this topic? For me personally, I don't think I could do it. But at the same time, I don't knock those that do. Only because in certain situations, you know, you got to look at yourself in the mirror to see if there's something that you did or didn't do that may have pushed them to cheat. And I'm not saying it is right. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying that sometimes insinuating circumstances kind of fills in the head of certain people that do cheat. And, you know, like Coach said, like somebody said out there, therapy, is it really, if the relationship is worth saving? Yeah, therapy. But it's a hard road to come from that because your trust is broken. And, you know, you just have to have the mental capacity to want to do it if you think it's worth saving.
Right, right. So, Boom, that's so true. It is so hard to come back from infidelity, but you do have to have that mental capacity, if you can, to do it. Val, tell me, what do you think about coming back? How do you do that?
Well, I always say people have to decide what are they coming back to, first of all. Why are you going back? And if you are deciding that you should go back, are you ready to go back? That's the next thing. So we can't just jump up and decide that that's what we're going to do and we just everything is going to work. It doesn't work like that. If you're not ready and you don't have yourself together and you think that you might keep that and keep harvesting that pain up under you, it's not going to work for you. So that first thing you need to do is kind of look into yourself, get yourself together first. Once you work on yourself, then you also have to know that, hey, I'm going to either have to go numb somewhere or I'm going to have to dummy down somewhere or this just does not work. Because when you go in it, you are attached to all of them, the past and the future. So make sure that you get yourself together, and then you have to leave the past where it is so that you can have a better future with that partner. Because if you want willing to work it out, then you're willing to go through the storm too. It's always the bittersweet. It's good with the bad. So make sure you always prepare for the bad. And if it's not for you and the telltale signs are right there in the beginning, don't even touch it.
Yeah. That's good. That's good, Val. That's real good. And my thing is, okay, so I'm going to give my perspective on this. As far as going back to a relationship where there was infidelity, first and foremost, for me, like Coach said, I don't know that I could go back. But if I did make the decision to go back, the first thing I would have to do, like Val said, is to make sure that I'm going back for the right reasons. And if I'm going to go back, the first thing is that I cannot ever bring this up again. I can't keep throwing this in that person's face, letting, you know, every time we get into an argument, I'm saying, well, remember when, remember what you did, remember what you did. I can't keep doing that. And if I do decide to do that, then I'm not ready. I can't be in that relationship. The second thing is, again, what our member Lisa here said, she said, we got to go to counseling. We have to get a third party in there to find out why you cheated. You know, what made you go there? What made you decide that our relationship wasn't worth your fidelity, wasn't worth your commitment? And if we can get to the bottom of that, then maybe it's something, and I'm not ever going to say that someone cheats because of something someone else did.
Right.
It's not my fault that you cheated. However, I think that both parties might play a part in it. Hmm. So if it's something that, you know, I needed to look inside myself and say, maybe I can do something differently. Maybe I might be able to, you know, change some, maybe I wasn't giving you what you felt like you needed, and you looked outside of our relationship to get that. That might be the case. And if that's the case, I might need to take a look at myself and say, Rela, what else can I do? Ms. Parker, you know, sometimes you ain't always right. So sometimes you have to look at yourself, even though it was the other person who made the decision to go out and do what they did. But you might still have to look at yourself and say, what can I do differently? What part did I play in this? It's not my fault that you made that decision, but what part did I play in that? So yeah, do we have any callers at this point, or do we want to go out to these people in our crowd and see what they have to say? All right, Mr. Producer, we have someone who sent us a chat. From Tim in Schaumburg, Illinois. Tim, first of all, where are you? You should be here at Bar Louie. I don't know how close this Schaumburg is to here.
15 minutes,
they say. 15 minutes from here. So you need to come on down, Tim. But anyway, Tim's comment was, you don't go back. And if you do, you have to pray. And he is so right. I think that for me as a spiritual person, prayer is so important. And yes, you are right, Tim. Thank you for that comment. You are so right about prayer. Everyone who does go back probably needs to look to an outside source, a higher power, whatever it is you believe in, because I don't know what everybody believes in, but you may need to look for that to that higher power to be able to come back. That might be a point. Go ahead, Felicia. What do you have to say? Come on. Now, see, Felicia's in our audience right now. She's here live, Tim. Come on from Schaumburg. She's here live, and she said, don't go back before you pray. You need to pray before you go back so that you know that you're, first of all, going back for the right reasons. Secondly, that it's what God has for you to do, right? So that's Felicia's comment. We had another comment over here. You've been there, talking from experience. Okay.
That's been ongoing.
Right. Yes.
That's right. Oh, that's good. She said, let me tell you what she said, though, first. Let me tell you her comment. Her comment was, the first thing is that how often has this happened? How often has this happened? Has it happened before? And if it has, then you have to love yourself first. That was the comment. You've got to love yourself first, and that's powerful. That is really powerful that, you know, you have to look at you before you can look at them. That's powerful.
There has to be a whole level of transparency. Yes, because the trust has been shattered. That's right. We got to rebuild that foundation. That's good. Thank you. Thank you so much for your comment. We also have another person who has sent in a comment, and it is Edwina from Joliet. Is it Joliet? Is that how you say it? Is it Joliet? You folks who are local, tell me how to say that. The J. Okay. I'm from Indiana, so I don't know. Now, I done heard from right here locally. She said, what's your name, baby?
Valerie.
Valerie said, Val. We got Val in the house. Val said that it's the J. So we have Edwina from the J, and she says, I did forgive him, and we are 6 years married. But it is not easy, and she put not in capital letters. It's not easy, and it took years of new and ongoing counseling. So that's her advice, is the counseling piece. We've said that before, and that's really, really important. Thank you, Edwina, for your comment. We appreciate that. And Edwina, you're married, so you can't come down to the singles, the Midwest Mocha singles. We can't come down here. But we truly, truly appreciate you listening, and we truly appreciate you supporting the show, and we truly appreciate your comment. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. But if there's anyone else in the J who is single, we need y'all to come on down. We need you to come on down. So with that being said, anything else? David, do you have anything else? Boom.
Yeah, just real quick. If you guys are in a rut like that, if you have to go get advice,
mm-hmm.
get it from someone of the same gender, not the opposite sex, because
come on,
some of them
That's
may have
good.
An agenda. And I was that person that had that agenda one time.
That's
anyway,
good.
You know, you have to watch for those traps because eventually it leads to something that you're not supposed to be doing. So just kind of watch out for that.
Yeah. That's awesome. That is awesome advice. So David said, if you are going to get advice from an outside source, make sure you're getting it from somebody who is the same gender, because someone of the opposite gender might have an agenda. They might have an agenda. They might be attracted to you. They may be the person who's trying to break up your relationship. We don't know. So make sure you're getting that, and from somebody who has your best interest at heart. Someone who's not looking for you to be the single girlfriend with them again. The one who, you know, you was at the club with, and now she misses you being in the club with her. So make sure you're getting the advice from someone who truly has your best interest at heart. But with that being said, it's time to pay some bills. We got to pay some bills, y'all. This thing ain't free. So we got to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
I think the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids.
It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6's new improved website lets you book a room and save more for what you travel for faster than ever. Even faster than you can find your keys, which you swore were right on the little hooky thing by the garage door where they always are, and we can land a robot on a comet, but we can't keep keys from disappearing. Oh, here they are. Left them in my jacket. Don't you hate that? I'm Tom Baudet for the new improved Motel6.com, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We had to pay them bills, but we got them paid, y'all. We got them paid. So we were able to come back now that the bills are paid. And we got another hot topic for y'all. Y'all ready for this? Are y'all ready for this? So we watched a video, a little clip from Steve Harvey. And Steve said on this clip, he was asking the brothers if indeed they could stay home while their woman went out and was the breadwinner. Somebody said, huh? So that's the topic here. So we want to know, first of all, from the brothers, we want to know how you would feel with your woman going out every day, going to work, she's making the money, she's bringing it home, and you stay at home, house husband. Boom, I'm going to come to you first. I need to know how you feel about that. I just want to know what you think and how you would feel if you was the one staying at home. Talk to me.
I would be watching Jerry Springer and Maury every day.
Not Jerry Springer and Maury.
No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't. No, I feel some kind of way because normally, you know, the male is supposed to be the breadwinner in the household. I would feel definitely less of a man if I was just staying at home and not doing anything. So it would bother me to a great deal.
Okay.
I couldn't do it.
So, but do you consider that a double standard? Because there are many, many housewives. So why can't there be a house husband? Do you consider that a double standard?
To each their own. You know, it just depends on the person. You know, I may think one way. Somebody else may think something else. You know, it's just, it's hard to kind of just put that in one category. It's you know, just for me personally, I couldn't do it, but there's other guys that can, and they're comfortable with
gotcha.
It. So, you know, to each their own.
Well, let's go to another guy then. I need to know what you're talking about, Coach. What do you think on this topic?
First of all, that could never be me. Any man who chooses to be a house husband, you need to get a part-time job to feel some type of fulfillment in yourself. You know, show your kids, hey, daddy works too. Even though mommy says I don't have to, as a man, you should put your feet forward and say, yes, I got to go out and work too. You got to make the sacrifice because you're teaching your children, you know. All my kids, sons and daughters, they know it. Go and get yours. And my daughters, one of my daughters say, daddy, I got a man that lives here. He ain't working. That's a problem for me, you know.
Is that a problem?
But as far as a man who chooses to do that, you have to respect yourself enough to say, my wife goes out every single day, me and the kids at home. I have developed a lazy mindset. And what am I really worth right now? You know, that's an internal question. That's nothing you present to your wife. That's an internal question. You have to empower your mind to say, I got to do this. So, no, I cannot be that person that sits at home and let my wife work. Unless there's something medically wrong with me where I can't.
Okay.
And that, you know, no, that's it. No, my mother would kill me.
Your mother would kill you. Come on.
What? My mother would kill me if I thought I was a sit-at-home husband. No.
Okay. No. So what if it was, and I'm going to ask you, Coach, and I'm going to ask you, Coach, and I'm going to ask Boom as well, before I come to Val, before I come to Sunshine, I'm going to ask you too. So what if it was you keep the house clean, you take care of the kids, you know, you do the laundry, you're contributing to the house. It's not that you're sitting home doing nothing. Your dinner's ready when your woman comes home, all that good stuff. What if you're doing that as opposed to her doing that? Because that's what a housewife does. It's a lot of work being a housewife. So what if you're doing that? Talk to me about that, Coach. And then, Boom, I'm going to come to you.
Well, I clean the house whether I'm working or not, okay? Because my house has to be clean. You know what I mean? I cannot eat in a dirty kitchen.
Right.
Dirty bath. I can't live like that. And like I said, it goes back to the values you're trying to put in your children. Because you got eyes looking up at you.
Okay.
Okay, you're a man, you sit at home. You can't say, daddy, what job you got? You can't explain to your kids my job is to take care of you. Because when mommy comes home, she spends time with the kids also.
Okay.
And she might say, that's not clean the way I want it. Let me clean it too. So, no. Quit cooking and cleaning. Make that a part of your everyday life, you know?
Okay.
If you want to call it a sacrifice, call it that. I call it, that's my duty.
Okay. Boom. Tell me what you think. Is it okay for you to stay at home and clean the house and cook the meals and take care of the kids? Because, you know, they say that raising the kids is the most important job you could ever have. So I want to know what your thoughts are on staying home and taking care of the babies and, you know, doing all of that stuff. Talk to me about that.
I mean, I agree with that. If there's a certain arrangement where he has to stay home and take care of everything, you know, he should. You know,
okay.
I'm sure that his wife would want to come home to a clean house, dinner cooked, kids taken care of, all of that. It's just the ones that get too comfortable with that I would worry about.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, my mom had always told me, women are going to cook for you all the time, you know, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn to cook for yourself. So I
right.
did that. And so sometimes I take, I would do the cooking and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I agree with Coach, with the majority of what he said. It's just you have to fill some sort of void, possibly.
Okay.
At home all the time. That gets tiresome.
Okay, got you. Kina from Maywood said, I would never let my dude take what I feel is my natural skill set. She said, this is what I do. Val, now I'm going to come to you, Sunshine, because I'm going to need you as a woman to weigh in on whether you would allow your dude to stay at home while you go out and bring home the bacon. Talk to me.
First of all, allow.
Allow.
That ain't going to happen.
Okay.
So let's go there. It's not about me allowing, but I do, like Coach said, if there was a health issue, I get it.
but I don't believe that it would be built on him cleaning and cooking and straightening unless it was considered as rehab.
Okay.
And that's still short-lived. Because if you could try doing that, you could start working. And I know a person told me that you take care of the inside as a woman, and they'll take care of the outside as a man. Now, I don't know about y'all. That sounds real good to me. So I don't, I'm not even knocking that a man should not help.
Right.
Because he can help. But I also am, I used to own daycare for 16 years, 24 hours, 7 days a week. If I walked to a daycare myself and I saw a man hitting it off when he's in there taking care of kids, changing diapers and all that kind of stuff, that's a turnoff for me. So I look at that too as my own kids. When I had kids, a man wasn't doing all that for my children. I'm not saying that they're not capable, but I just think that a mother is a nurturer. And a father teaches, and he teaches by an example. And that's enough. That's why our other stuff started coming into play.
Right.
So that was a big, big turnoff for me. So I made sure I was built up plenty of females. Men stayed at the door, even if they were picking up their kids. It's just a safety risk. So for me, I just don't believe that that's not necessarily the man's place. It's just in the house. Taking care of home, sitting back, waiting on you to come home.
Okay.
And I don't. And most men that I know don't want to do that either. They don't want to stay home. Trust me, they want to get out that house.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what Steve Harvey said, because Steve Harvey was the one who brought this topic to the light.
Yeah.
And what Steve Harvey said was, he said, Rila, he was talking to me. He said, Miss Parker, The weight of my household lies on my shoulder.
Right.
It does not lie on my wife's shoulder. It does not. Marjorie will never, ever be the person who determines the success or the failure of this family financially. And so I truly believe that, my significant other is going to have to be out there working with me. We're going to hustle together. We're going to hustle together. It is going to be us against the world. We're going to be the ones, whether this thing fails or whether it thrives. It's going to be us together. It's not going to be just me or just you. It's going to be us together. And I feel like as a man, like you said, Val, that a man isn't going to want his woman to go, a real man isn't going to want his woman and going to watch his woman get up every day, day after day, going out to work, and he not be contributing to that household in a financial way. Now, I'm not saying doing the laundry and taking care of the kids and all of that stuff is not equal. It is not an equal partnership, but so is the financial burden of the family, especially these days. You know, gas is how much here in Chicago? How much is gas here? Five, how much?
$4.89.
We got $4.89. We got $4.89 for gas. In some places, I think we saw $5 and something, $5.79 for gas. I'm sorry. These days, we both need to be hustling to make that household work.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. And so I truly believe that both people should be, if it works for their family, if you make enough money to take care of me, okay, I'll stay at home. But if, otherwise, we need to make sure that our household and doing whatever we both need to do to make sure that our household is taken care of. So we have a comment from Terry from Westmont. Where's Westmont, y'all, from Chicago? Right here, right around the corner. Right around the corner. Terry from Westmont, you said you tried to call in, but the lines were full, and you said you wanted to come and see us. Terry, come see us. I need you in the house. Bring yourself here to Bar Louie Holiday Inn in Oak Brook. Come and see us. I want to see you here. And make sure you introduce yourself to me. Now, we also have callers. We have a caller, and the last four of your phone number is 8777. I'm going to need you to go and speak up to me. Who am I speaking to?
You speaking to Valerie, and I'm in the house. You guys come on down to Bar Louie and Oak Brook. I'm telling you. I'm not gonna lose.
Okay.
So what I wanted to say, I wanted to play devil's advocate here. So we are in the 20th century, in the traditional men go out and do the work and the women stay home. That is not what's up in the 20th century. That's not what's going on in the 20th century. Nowadays, the man can stay at home while the woman goes out and makes the bacon. It used to be that way back in the day, but we know we are in the 20th century where the man can stay at home. The man can teach their sons how to do auto mechanics. The man can teach their sons how to mow the grass because they can go out there and become entrepreneurs. They can go out there and own an auto mechanic shop. They can go out there and do whatever it is they want to do because the man has shown them how to do those things by being in the home. The gender roles have changed. We have to come in with the times. And so this is not the traditional times where the man went out there, made the bread, and the woman stayed at home. Nowadays, the gender roles have reversed. And if we are stuck in that mentality where the man brings home the bacon, it's not that you are less of a man because you stay at home. You might be the one that this is your space. You might be the one that you are the educator. You might be the one that you are the best one to clean the house. You may be that person. So I'm playing devil's advocate. I feel like you work well in the space that you're in. Whatever works best for your household, you do what's best for your household. And it doesn't matter whether it's male or female. The ultimate goal here is we're one person. When you start separating, you separate the man and the woman, we're all one. And that's what's going to make that household thrive, is that we operate as one, not operate separately. So I just wanted to say that. So men out there who think that you're less of a man because you stay at home, oh, no, because you have a lot to offer staying at home if that's your space. Operate within your space. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Well, she said that. She said that, and she meant that thing. So, yeah, she meant that thing. But we have, you know, everybody has their opinion about this. That is a great opinion. That's a great view on whether you would, you know, want your man to stay at home or David stupid, or whether, you know, it would be an issue with you. So with that being said, though, I think that that Val has something. Sunshine, go ahead. And what do you have to say to that? Val was saying that you got to have the right men who can step into that role in order to be able to teach their children how to be the mechanic and how to do the things that this young lady was talking about right here, that the other Val was talking about right here. But I have a question for you. It seems to me, and this is just to me, this is just another opinion, right? What happened to the balance? The balance in the household. What happened to the wife being the nurturer? God created us as women. He created us as women to be nurturers. He created men to be hunters, right? What happened to that balance? And tell me, I'm going to ask you, Coach, talk to me about the balance. In the family, have we lost something with men wanting to stay at home in the 21st century? Have we lost something with women wanting to be the breadwinners in the 21st century? I'll put you, Coach, to talk to me about that. And home, I need to hear from you as well.
Okay. Today's men have become lazy because they're captured, not all men, but most men are captured by the video game industry. And they don't want to put that controller down in order to go keep balance in the family. You know? And then you teach your child, hey, video games are cool while mommy goes to work. That's not proper. You know? And I'm sure that fathers didn't teach today's man that because I wasn't taught that way. You know, and I consider myself today's man. Yes, I can cook, clean, do it all. But I'm still going to get up and go and support my family because, like you said, what Steve said, the weight of the family is on my shoulders. I can't leave that up for my wife.
Okay.
No. But the video game industry has made today's man lazier. The internet, social media, wanting to be on videos all the time, you know. I call it a TikTok attitude.
Okay.
And men need to be careful because you fall into that trap, and now you don't know how to dig your way out. And then when you lose the respect of the one you with, how can you say that there's love in the house? And it's going to affect your children. It may affect your children for generations.
Okay.
And that's not a lesson we want to teach. But the balance needs to be very peaceful. I don't care if you make $2 less than your wife, $5 less than her. Bring something in the house and create a balance in what you both bring in.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well,
what
I want to hear from you. I
want to
hear from you on that. Talk to me about the balance in the family.
Well, for me, women today, they're more driven. They're more independent. And they have the attitude to where man's not the fighter. So therefore, they work for themselves, and they're driven by themselves to be successful. So it's totally flip-flop. And, you know, back in the day, the women just pretty much stayed home and waited for the breadwinner to come home. And now, you know, like I said, a lot of women these days, they're more driven, they're more defined, they're more independent. So that's where the balance has kind of shifted a little bit by people.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Now we have A comment from TC. TC Gold in Bellwood. Where is Bellwood? 5 minutes that way. Okay. 5 minutes that way. He's that way. Okay. So TC in Bellwood. You said you want to meet the caller, Val. You want to meet her. What's she looking like? If you want to meet Val, she's here for you to meet.
All right.
Thank you so much, everybody, for your feedback on that particular topic. We need to go to commercial, Mr. Producer. We got to go to commercial, y'all. We want to keep them coming to you. We want to keep them coming to you live from Barlowe and Oakbrook. Thank you again for listening, and we'll be right back.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done. Eat, drink, be happy at Bar Louie, the nation's hottest gastro bar, is a free-spirited space devoid of boredom and silly rules. Experience the ever-changing menu full of shareable chef-inspired grub paired with craft cocktails and local brews. Be paid to party by joining the Louie Nation Loyalty Program to earn points for free food with every dollar you spend. Follow us to stay up to date on live music and weekly events. Join the Gastro Bar Revolution at Bar Louie.
And we are back.
Yes. Yes. Make some noise, y'all. Back in the house.
Oh, Madam Secretary don't walk in. Come on, Madam Secretary.
Anyway, we are back in the house, and we have my podcast mate, Madam Secretary that walked in the house, and we are so glad to have her here.
Okay. We have another gentleman who walked in. Glenn? Is it Glenn?
Welcome, Glenn. We are so glad to have you here. So we are back, and we have another topic, y'all. There was something that was posted in the group. Someone asked a question. If indeed you would date someone who has children, at any age especially, would you date someone who has children in a relationship, in a serious relationship? Would you date someone who has children? And that means if it's grown children, if it is still children living in your house, or if it's small children, would you date someone who has children?
Sometimes I'm coming to you with that one first.
I'm coming to you, straight to you.
Okay. Initially, in the beginning, I was all against that. Growing up, that was the first thing I never would date anyone that had children. And it was just the type of the lifestyle that I was living. You know what I'm saying? There was no room for children for me. And most definitely, if he had children, I knew that would interfere with what, you know, my lifestyle is. And I'm just being careful with my lifestyle. I like to hang out. I like to do stuff. Kids do have a tendency of slowing you down along the way. The time came along, you know, and I did start actually having children myself. Those things did change. Not at first. At first, I'm honest. But it did eventually change that I have to respect the game. People come with children. And because I am children, but I mean, I love kids. You know, things like that. My best kids are first kids. So I just feel like it's a package deal. You know, at the end of the day, it's a package deal. Family, and if you're being serious, I don't suggest that people just have kids, you introduce people to your kids when you first meet them. You got to get to know those people. You don't bring people into your circle that you don't even know. Because if you get started like that, there's a new one today, a new one last month, and from another one. So you don't want to give your person that same impression that's okay too to bring to the table. So I would just move forward with that. But I do think it's okay today. At the age to me doesn't matter per se, but I do think that if you're young, you should be focusing on getting to your future so you start making those decisions as well, even having children or even dating your children. That's my feeling.
All right. We appreciate your spiel. Thank you so much, Madam Sunshine. She always brings the sunshine, y'all. But I'm going to ask it from a male perspective. So, I'm going to need to hear what y'all have to say. Because I will say, I'm just going to say this before I turn it over to you two, that I'm a single mom. I have two sons. And I was raising my sons by myself. And I ran into men who didn't want to date me because I had, who wouldn't want to, right? But I did run into men who didn't want to date a woman with children. So talk to me about that, Coach. Tell me if you would date a woman who has children.
I would, and I have. I have been blessed to adopt 5 children. All right. Yes, I dated their moms, and yes, I ended up adopting them as my own. So it's easy to adopt a child and to date a woman with a child because that was a balloon popping. So don't freak out. It's easy to date a woman with a child if you have values you can put into the child and into the relationship. You know, men have to stop thinking about themselves. The selfish mentality has to go out the window because that child needs someone. Now, if there's a child who's above 18, graduated high school and doing nothing, yeah, that child needs to go get a job, you know, and that'd be the advice I would give that child, you know. And that's one of the reasons why I coach, because I love children. I love working with what I call the young minds of tomorrow. So it's easy for me to do. I've done it. I'm a living testimony to it.
Thank you. That's a man right there for you. But I'm going to turn it over to Boone. David, talk to me about it.
I don't mind dating someone that has kids. If it's serious enough, then, you know, she's going to be a package deal. So I just have to accept that. I just don't want anyone that has kids that has baby daddy problems with it. I think that's the thing that would determine who dates somebody if they had that situation still going on. But other than that, yeah, I would definitely date those children.
Okay. That's good. He said baby daddy problems. Okay. You got baby daddy problems, you ain't trying to date y'all. So, Cindy, let's see. She says, I'm on the west side. Where y'all at and how many brothers are there? Cindy said, I'm coming to get a brother. She said, single brothers. How many single brothers are there? Well, first of all, Cindy, this is a single group. So every brother who shows up should be single. We do scan, do some checking on Facebook because our group is on Facebook. So we look at every man's profile, everybody's profile, to make sure that they are single. So, Cindy, we are at the Bar Louie in Overbrook. Come on down. If you have some brothers that you want to bring with you, bring them with you, okay? There are beautiful women here who are looking also for some single brothers. So come on in. My take on the would I date a man with children? At this age, I'm going to tell y'all the truth.
Nope.
Nope.
I know that's
not
right.
My children.
I know that's right. That's your
face. I'm not going to do it. Not small children. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. Look, David is laughing at me. My name is Miss Parker, and I'm going to be the one to say it. I'm not going to do it. I am a grown woman who has raised my grown children. I am not going to date someone and go back to raising children at this point in my life. Now, there was a point in my life when I was raising my children that I did date men, and I married a man who had children, and I loved him as my own. But at this point, brother,
No, sir.
I'm sorry. It's a no-go. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
You're right.
So that is, I think, something that I've earned. Okay. As a woman, I have raised my children. I have now put in the work. I have made the sacrifices. And I'm at a place in my life now where I want to travel. I want to stop when I want to stop. I want to go when I want to go. I don't want to have the responsibility of a child. I have the responsibility of a 6-pound dog, and that's it. They are. They are just like children. But that's the only responsibility that I want. And I think that's my right. I think that at this point, my prerogative, as Bobby Brown said, that's my prerogative. And so I make my own money, I do my own thing, and at this point, that's just what I want in my life. So you know, people might think I'm wrong, people might judge me, but at this point, I don't care. It don't matter. Wait. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had that point in my life. Yeah. There you go. So we have a sister here in the audience who agrees with me, and she says the same exact thing, that she's ready to live her life now because she made her sacrifices with her children and even grandchildren sometimes, you know, in that situation. Certainly. That's a good point too, right there. This young lady in our audience said that she's a person who doesn't have children. And so her preference now is to have meet a man who either doesn't have children and doesn't desire to have children. And that makes sense because she's at an age where she doesn't want that responsibility. So I think when you get to that age, you have the right to make that decision for yourself. Right? And that's where I am as well. Yeah. All right. That's good stuff. Do we need to go to another commercial break, Mr. Producer? Are we good? We got some callers? Let me see here. I think we have some callers. We have a caller with the last four digits of your phone number being 5442. 5442. Caller. We are unmuting you right now, caller, with the last four digits of 5442. I'm sorry, a little dead air here, but we're trying to get, having some technical difficulties getting this caller on. But caller, if your last digits are 5442, be ready here in just a second. Well, it looks like that caller dropped. If you want to call in and you want to chime in on our topic right now, and that is if you would date someone who has children, please feel free to call in into the show. Is that Mia? Okay. But at this point, I think we need to talk to some of the folks here in the audience, in our live audience. I want some people to tell me who you are, where you're from, how far you came to be here this afternoon. So I'm going to start with Glenn. Glenn, you over there. Is it Glenn? Okay, you over there looking at the menu. I know they got good food here at Bar Louie. They got good food here at Bar Louie, and we're partaking. We're enjoying the food that they have here at Bar Louie. But, Glenn, where'd you come from? From where? The South Shore? South Shore. Okay, from the south side of Chicago. Okay, all right. Now, we're south side in the house now. Saying south side in the house. Where'd you come from, baby? Houston, Texas. Woo! We got H-Town in the house. Yes. That's all right. What's your name, baby? Tanisha came from H-Town. We got, I'm telling y'all, we got MMS members everywhere. We are global. We're loving this. Come on. What's your name, baby? Val. Valerie. Wait. What's his name? Wait, what's the man's name who wanted to meet Valerie? Hold on. T.C. Gold. T.C. Gold said, where you from, Valerie? Plainfield, Illinois.
Plainfield is about
30 minutes.
Yeah, so it's about 40 minutes from
TC, she's about 40 minutes away from you. You need to be here so you can meet Miss Valerie. Yes, yes. We got Lisa in the house. Come on, tell us where you're from. Indianapolis, Indiana. Woo, woo. Yes, next town in the house. Thank you, Lisa, for coming. Ladies. We got men here, too, but y'all need to come on down and see the men. We're going to have fun with these ladies right here. Felicia, tell me where you're from.
I am Felicia. Miss
what? Miss Brown
Coco.
Miss Brown Coco.
I am originally from Chicago.
From Chicago.
Now I am Dallas, Texas.
Woo, woo. She came from Dallas, Texas. Yes. That is all right. We got two beautiful ladies over here, too. Where you from and what's your name, baby? Wait. Oswego, that's your name? Beautiful.
Oh, that's where
you're
from.
Oh, that's where you're from, Oswego. Look, okay, I know. Educate me. She's from Oswego. Okay. And your name is T.C. Amen. Okay, amen. She's from, Oswego, and her name is T.C. Come on. All right. Well, welcome. Tina, in South Shore. Okay. And you went to high school with Brian. Woo, woo. We got Mr. Producer in the house. You got to tell us about yourself, Mr. Producer. Come on, Mr. Producer. Brian was a good. Well, you got to tell me some good stories because I don't know him like that. He was. Come on, Mr. Producer, talk to us. No, you do. I know. I'm giving him some. Yes, go ahead, Brian. Mr. Producer. Mr. Producer in the house. He's producing the show today, y'all.
Forgive me for a second. I got cut off.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
okay. We got Coach in the house.
He's going to tell us about himself.
Hey, this is Coach. I came from Kissimmee, Florida. I'm 3.5 hours in the air. So anybody within 30 minutes to an hour from here, y'all need to be here.
Yes.
And that's no excuse. You know, I've planned this trip since January. Y'all can't play this trip. Kissimmee, Florida.
Kiss me.
Hey, just don't go there and kiss everybody. That's all.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. I came from Florida. What's that? 3 hours and 10 minutes.
All right, now. We got Coach in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss
so, guys, come on out here.
Florida.
T.C., we still waiting on you, dog. Where you at?
He's coming.
Okay. He's coming for that.
I'm going to hold a head till you get here, bro.
Coming for that.
Hey, dude, but before we go any further, I want to give a shout out.
Right. It's two seasons and a half.
Two seasons and a half.
What was you going
to
say?
I want to give a shout out to some listeners from overseas, from Ireland.
Yes.
From Germany, Nelson, you know, in particular. I want to give a shout out to him. You know, I miss my boy being on live.
Yeah.
And Ms. Ziva.
Yes.
Where
yes,
are from?
Yes. We got Madam Secretary in the house. Madam Secretary, come on over here for a minute. Come on. I need you to stroll on over here for me.
We got Madam Secretary in the house. Yes, yes, yes. Walk, 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 walk. This is Madam Secretary. Wait, this is my podcast sister, okay? I need y'all to know she's not on the podcast this evening, but she is my podcast sister. And I miss you so much. I'm so glad you're here. Tell us about yourself and where you're from and all that good stuff. Yes.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Mia, a.k.a. Madam Secretary, and I drove in from Indianapolis, Indiana as well. Just made it here, and just here to have a good time with everyone. I'm glad everyone came. Welcome.
Yes, yes, that's Madam Secretary, yes. That is my girl. So glad you are here. I am so glad you're in the house. But we got another brother down on the end over here. Brian, I'm going to need you to introduce yourself. Come on, talk to me. Yes. Yes.
I am a driver. I am a driver and avid traveler. Love to travel.
All right.
So, and among many other things, it will take me about 30 minutes to explain all that. But
all right
at the same
now.
Time, I'm just enjoying the weather and enjoying this podcast right now.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. We are out on the patio, everybody. We need y'all to come on down. We need y'all to come on out and enjoy it with us today. We got Brian. We still haven't heard from you, Mr. Purdue.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, name's Brian. They call me Mr. Producer because a lot of times I'm producing the podcast you're listening to right now. We are from the Midwest Mocha Singles Group on Facebook. There are nine, 10 total groups. Mochas, we started about 4 years ago. Most of these folks have been with me at least for 2-3 years. Got the greatest crew in the world on live right now. Give it up for my crew right here. Got Mr. Boom Shakalaka, who's down my right hand down in Florida. I miss you, bro. I miss you, man. I wish you was up here, bro. You need to be up here. You need to be up here with us. Come on now. Other than that, though, we're having a ball up here at Oak Brook Terrace Bar. Louie, come on down. We're going to be here for a few more hours drinking, not driving, eating, having some fun. Come on, y'all. Let's do this. Come on now. Come on.
You know what? He always brings the hype. He always brings the hype, y'all. We cannot do a show without having the hype man, Mr. Producer. He also does produce the show for us, and we just really appreciate him. But now, everybody, it has been the best show. This is our first live show, y'all. We have done our first live show. We have actually gotten to see people in person and mingle with them and let them know who we are, and we found out who they are. And I'm telling you guys, this has been the most fun. There's people walking by. They want to know who we are. We're Midwest Mocha Singles, y'all. So we have had the best time doing this show. I think at this point we are going to log off. We got to get out of here, y'all. I know. It's been great. It's been so much fun. But I want Coach, go ahead, and I want you to sign off. Tell the folks how much you enjoyed this, and go ahead and sign off.
Being that this is my first time in Chicago, I had an awesome time. I'm meeting some awesome people. It's great to see people from the site. Midwest Mocha Singles, where is that if you are single? All right? Don't come in here with nothing but singleness. But
Thank you.
I'm happy to be here. I'm looking forward to the next time we do this. I'm planning my trip next.
All right.
This is Jack Howell. You know? I love this platform. And all these beautiful ladies here, y'all need to come on out here, guys.
Yes.
This
all right, boom.
Y'all come next time.
Boom, I'm going to need you to go ahead and sign off. This has been awesome.
Yeah, it was an awesome show. I do appreciate all the people that showed up. Hope you guys are having a great time. Unfortunately, unforeseen circumstances prevented me from coming, but the next time around, I'll be there. But
yes.
I just want to say, again, thank you guys for showing up and showing out. Do hope we have more men that show up, but I just want to say, as normal, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it. Sunshine, go ahead and sign off.
Midwest, smoke and sunshine. Hey, I just want to say this is an awesome show. Just to be live out here is awesome. This is my first time doing it. I have met some amazing people over here. This might be a little small crowd, but just wait. Hold on. It's going to get bigger, and we're going to enjoy the night away. I want to give a shout-out to Brian, better known as Fred, coming all the way from Camden, Indiana. But again, also, I really got to give a shout-out to my podcast brother, Coach. We argue a lot. But we got so much love for each other. We want to say, you know, and we want to send some shout out to Elijah.
Yes.
And just saying, hey, doing this for you guys, the ones, boom, that couldn't be here today. We all are out here making it happen for you all. And this has been a really, really, really awesome podcast, an awesome meet and greet, and I can't wait for the next one.
Yes.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Sunshine. Thank you. And this is Miss Parker, y'all. Hey, Miss Parker. Right. And I am signing off, and I'm so excited about this. We are back, y'all. You know, we are generally on every Thursday night. We have one podcast group that Coach and Sunshine, Eliza, and Mama Pam are on. And then we also have our group, my group, and that is Mr. Producer David Boom Shakalaka, Miss Madam Secretary, and myself, Miss Sunshine, on that day. Every other Thursday, you can catch one of our groups on the podcast. We're coming back live. Well, not live, but well, we will be live. We're coming back live, and we're so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be here. This has been awesome, and it's still going on. So if you are in the Chicagoland area, I'm going to need y'all to come on out and just enjoy this day with us. We won't be leaving here until. It's just going to be until, okay? Until. And so please do come out and join us. This has been awesome. We are signing off for Midwest Mocha Singles. Bye. Bye, everybody. Woo! Yeah.